Blog Talk Radio.
Turn your worries into worship. Turn your problems into praise. These things that you're going through, God says it's just a phase. He'll give you peace in your panic. He'll give you calm in your storm. Your troubles won't last that long. God wants to hear from you. God wants to hear from you. He desires your praise. So your hands to him let's raise. You've been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. I know that you've been tested. I know that you've been tried. But in the midst of your test, He wants to be glorified. What you're going to after your storm is over, the sun will shine for you. God wants to hear from you. Oh, He wants to hear from you. He desires your praise. So your hands to Him. You've been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. Let Him hear. Him last rain. You know you've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. He's waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's been waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's been waiting on a blessing from you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lift your hands in praise. Tap the reins in your praise.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. You were listening to Pastor Samuel Blake's God Wants to Hear From You. What a wonderful, wonderful worship song. I tell you, every time I hear that song, amen, it ministers to my heart, amen, especially the message that's there, amen, just a calming song, amen, amen, amen. See, turn your problems into praise. Turn your worry into worship. After the storm is over, hallelujah, God is yet there for you. He's there with you during the storm. Amen. He's there during the storm. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And after everything is said and done, we got to always remember that God will take care of us. Amen. Amen. We bring you greetings in the matchless, awesome, magnanimous, precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It's such a wonderful blessing to be in this royal family. I tell you, there's benefits. Amen, amen. We're not just in it for the fishes and the loaves, but we're in it for the eternal benefits. Amen, amen, the perpetual benefits. You know, we have some perpetual blessings that's already in the makings. Amen, because we know that God's promises are yea, and his promises are amen. So if God said it in his word, guess what? He's yet able to perform it. Amen. We just bless the Lord and give him glory and give him praise. I tell you, it is a beautiful and wonderful time to be in the land of the living. I don't care what is going on. I don't care how bad it looks. I don't care what the devil may even present it to be. Amen. Please know that God has the final say in anything that the enemy bring upon you. He has to get permission from God. Amen. He has to get permission from God. Hallelujah. He wasn't even able to touch Job until he got permission. God granted him permission. Amen. And he told God, allow him to afflict Job. Amen. But he said, do not touch. You can't have his life. Don't touch his soul. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we're not going to be void of going through. We're not exempt in those different categories. Life presents many challenges. Amen. Many struggles. We don't know what tomorrow is going to be, and we don't even know if we're going to cross over and see a tomorrow. Amen. That's why you got to give God the praise today. The psalmist say, I will bless the Lord at all times. Amen. In my times of happiness, in my times of sadness, in my times of sorrow, I will bless the Lord at all times, whether I have or whether I have not, I will bless the Lord. Amen. Whether I'm feeling good or not, I will bless the Lord. Whether my mind is together or not, I'm still going to bless the Lord. How many know that you can always find something to be joyful about? You can always find something to give God praise and thanks for. If he just kept a roof over your head, that's enough to give him thanks. Amen. If he woke you up this morning clothed in your right mind, that's enough to give him praise. Amen. If you went and you looked in your different bedrooms and in your children's rooms, amen, and they were still sound and nobody had tampered with them, amen, nobody had burglarized your home, that's enough to give God praise for. Amen. When you can pick up the telephone and call your mother or call your father or call your siblings, amen, or call your girlfriend or call your neighbor, amen, that's enough to give God some praise. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. I give him praise. I thank him, amen, for keeping me for one day. Amen. I was a wretch. One day, hallelujah, I didn't have any direction. Amen. One day, I didn't know which way to go. Glory to God. But he reached down in a horrible pit. Hallelujah. And he pulled me out. Amen. And he gave me another chance, amen, to make a commitment to him. another chance to tell him how thankful I am, another chance to say, Lord, forgive me. Oh, God, I bless you today. Glory to God. I'll let nothing separate me from the love of God. I'm not going to let nothing deter me. Hallelujah. My heart is fixed and my mind is made up. Amen. I'm going all the way. I don't know about you. It may not be your testimony today, but I'm going all the way. Amen. Amen. We bless the Lord for this destiny focus that we have been focusing on and tuning in on for the past 3 weeks. This is our third week, and I have not been released. Glory to God. I have not been released to continue to expound upon this topic. Amen. Mandated. Hallelujah. Mandated to what? To evangelize. Glory to God. I've been having some difficulties with this internet. Glory to God. But you know what? I'm going to give God all the glory. I thank God for what this phone is, a Mega 5. Amen. And I was able to pull up the switchboard with it. So I'm just going to roll the way I'm able to roll today. Glory to God. We have some rain here in New Orleans. You know, we're on the southern border, so we experience and see quite a bit of rain, amen, and thunder. So I don't know if that's happening with the airwaves today or what have you. I don't know, but I am tuning in by way of my mobile phone, amen. So I'm going to give God praise and glory for that, amen. I'm excited about continuing on with this topic. It is a much needed topic, amen. And as we begin to expound upon it each and every day, I'm seeing the need for us to really evangelize, amen. It's time for us to come out of our glass houses, amen. It's time for us to come out our fine clothes, amen. It's time for us to just get busy and realize that when a soul come into the kingdom, heaven is rejoicing. Amen. And every day that we fail to tell somebody about the goodness of Jesus, guess what? We're not pleasing God. Amen. We have to strive every day to please God. And the way we please him is to invite somebody. Amen. Tell somebody about the gospel. Amen. The gospel is the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen. Tell somebody about what God has done in your life, what he's done for your family. Amen. And encourage them. So we're excited about today. Amen. We have, he's not a special guest, but I'll label him special. Amen, because he's a man of God that is special to me. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. And I bless the Lord for him having a mind to pursue the things of God. I bless the Lord for him, amen, being sold out for Jesus. Ah, you got a lot of men. You have many young people, amen, that's not sold out for Jesus. But this young man, I call him a young old man, amen. He's young in age, but he's old with experience, amen, amen. So I bless the Lord for him today making a sacrifice to come and minister and share the word of God with us today, amen. He's about to launch his ministry. Amen. He's going to be pastoring. And let me just, by way of announcements right quick, just tell you about this ministry launch of his. And later on in the broadcast, he'll come back and share what he's doing in the kingdom of God. Amen. 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 So this launching of his ministry, it's called New Generational of Faith Ministry, and that's there none other than in the great state of North Carolina, Sanford, North Carolina, and that service will be on Sunday, July the 19th at 6 o'clock p.m., amen. So if you're in the surrounding areas in the North Carolina and even in the Carolina, South and North Carolina, make your way to 507 North Steele Street, Suite 303. Amen. And come and celebrate what God is doing in this man of God's life. Amen. That's none other than Prophet Carlos P as in Paul Pearson. Amen, amen. I have come to love this young man. And one thing I can say, he's very transparent. He's genuine. Amen. And he certainly means business for the Lord. Amen. So we are excited about what God is doing. And I'm looking forward to coming in that area and fellowshipping with this man of God. I'm in the South now. Somebody say South. I don't think I'm no more than maybe about 9 or 10 hours the way if you're driving, amen, and if you're flying, I might only be about 50 minutes or an hour away, amen. So we thank God for this man of God, amen, that is preaching and teaching the word of God. Glory to God. So with no further ado, we're going to let him come on, and we're going to let him open up with the word of prayer. Amen. And whatever the Lord has laid on his heart, certainly he is able to do that. We want you to know that this program is not governed by no set order. Amen. We're governed by the moving of the Spirit. Amen. And whatever the Lord say, whatever the Lord wants to speak, whatever the Holy Ghost wants to speak, we allow it to have its free course. Amen. Of course, our topic again this week is mandated to evangelize. Amen. And I know God is going to bless him. They have a great evangelistic team down there in that area while he is preaching and teaching the word, and he is laboring faithfully in the vineyard. Amen. So with no further ado, we like to present to some and introduce to others our speaker for today, and that's none other than Prophet Carlos P. Pearson. God bless you, man of God.
God bless you, woman of God. Let's thank each one of you for joining us today. We give God glory. We give God praise. Amen. For each one of you, every pastor, every apostle, every bishop, and everyone in their respective places. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you and we give you praise. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are the creator of all mankind. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you forgive us for all our sins, transgressions, and iniquities. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray, God, that you would get ourselves out of the way, God, that you would get in the way. And Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you would speak to your people like never before. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. We count it all joy, God. We give you praise, Father, for what you shall say to your people this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We thank you, woman of God, for giving us the invitation. I do not take it lightly that you have invited us to come and share for such a time as this. A lot of times when we look at evangelism or evangelizing, we take it for granted. It's mighty funny that you would had invited me to come and share on evangelism because people have gotten so complacent about evangelizing. They go and they get in their cars and they go to their homes, and that's pretty much where they are. But I do believe that if you would take a moment, I was telling somebody yesterday, I said, if you would take a moment to park your car and walk about 2 miles up the road and just in the scenery of the city, it's amazing to me that you, the people you can come in contact with, as we know that we know we come in contact with sinners every day. Amen. We come in contact with people that know of God, but they haven't experienced having a relationship with God. A lot of times we as people, we bypass people every day. We don't know, are they busted, broken, disgusted, or just reaching out and tell somebody, God loves you, I love you. Amen. We as a people, I'm finding ourselves, we get so complacent because we got 200 to 300 members, or we're comfortable, and we shouldn't feel like that we have to go and evangelize. One thing that I want people to understand is one day somebody had to come and get us. Amen. I don't care if you was in the club. I don't care if you was in the street. Don't care if you were smoking crack or somebody had to come and get you. Somebody all that right. Was an encounter with the Lord that you had, that God was able to get your attention, just in case somebody forgot about what evangelism is. Evangelism is the spreading of the Christian gospel by public preaching for personal witness. Sometimes we as people of God, we forget about what it is to evangelize. One thing that I noted about Jesus didn't have a car. everywhere that Jesus went, Jesus was walking about being his, about his Father's business. One thing about it, people say, I want to be more like Christ. Amen. It does not take all day, but one thing about being about Christ is that we have to learn to go into neighborhoods that we don't want to go in. We have to learn to go into places that we don't want to go into. We always say, well, I ain't going in that area, and this, that, and other. You don't know. You could be the very one that can save somebody's soul. You're talking to a young man that this week alone has been, it's been a good week, but then last week, last Friday, I was sitting here at the house, minding my own business, this midday, big broad day, and there was a young man that I knew had an overdose. Let me tell you something. People take life for granted every single day. Within the last 3 weeks, 3 or 4 weeks, I have encountered deaths that, I mean, oh my God, you know, people are dying of heart attacks, and people are dying of this, and people are dying of that. Where is the body of Christ at? People are so concealed that they are in the four walls instead of coming out the four walls and doing what we're supposed to be doing. So many people get complacent because in this time of the year, I'd love to block off the streets and have the big old grill out there, have the speakers out there to encourage somebody that Jesus is still the way. We have come into places that we just forget about what it is to go into a store just to tell somebody, hey, how you doing? Is everything all right? Let me give you another encounter. I was out yesterday passing out flyers, preparing myself for the launch of next week. And as I began to launch and as I began to talk to somebody, they said, well, I've been in this city 2 years, and I'm still looking for a church home. It's amazing what you will find out when you go out to talk to people on different dimensions, different levels. Amen. We as a people forget about how it is to evangelize. I do believe that whenever they were telling the woman that was out there with the issue of blood, he said, who touched me? But guess what? In the midst of the crowd, I do believe Jesus might have did some evangelizing, letting me know, hey, Jesus is the way. We forget about sometimes what it is to go out to evangelize or invite somebody to church. Amen. People got these big old cars, but do you take the time to invite somebody to come to church? Do we take the opportunity to say, hey, you know what I'm saying, I just want to give you a personal invitation to come to my church, so-and-so and so-and-so, or not even just so much about your church, but are you inviting them to a ministry in general? So many people get so caught up, oh, well, we doing this at my church, and won't you come and be a part of my church, or we doing this at this church, won't you play a part of this church? But I tell people all the time, I'm giving you a personal invitation, but let the Spirit of God lead you what to do and how to handle things. Today, I have several scriptures that I want to share with you today. Amen. I'm not so much in a preaching mode today, but I'm in a teaching mode because being motivated about evangelizing, we as people of God must learn that people must be taught the word of God. We've been preached to so much that people need to have some substance that they can go back and say, you know what, this was something that I needed to encounter of the Lord. Amen. Today, for those of you that have your Bibles today, go with me. We're going to be going back and forth. You might want to get your pad. You might want to get your pencil and take some notes. Amen. Let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 1. 2 Timothy chapter 1. We're going to be doing some turning. Amen. Second Timothy chapter 1, verse 11. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 11. I like to read up just a little bit to get a clear understanding. Let's go to the 6th verse. It says, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but be thou a partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who have saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who have abolished death and have brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, whereunto I am an appointed, a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles. But let me teach you something, people of God. We must understand that people, we as a body of Christ must understand that in order for people to come, we have to learn to be servants. We have to learn how to serve people. We have to learn if the church, if they're not going to come to church, let's take the church to them. We have to understand that the Bible says, who have saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to our own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, before we can even think about something, before we was even created, we was created by the Word of God. It caused the manifestation of our mother and father to come together, but we were spoken by the Word of God. And due to the fact that it was spoken, it was created. We have to understand that the Bible tells us over in John 1:1, it says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So the thing about it was, if we learn to speak the Word, we can change somebody's whole demeanor. We can change somebody's situation through speaking the Word of God. The Word should motivate us to evangelize even the more. The Word should cause us to want to evangelize, to go get that. You know, you might have the 99 that might have went on, but you got that one that you got to go back and get.
All right.
How is it that we as a people of God, we'll jump up, we'll work all week long, we'll do what we want to all week long, but do we take the opportunity to let somebody know that Jesus still lives, that let somebody know that Jesus still loves? How many just take a moment just to tell somebody, Jesus still cares? But do we take the opportunity to let somebody know, hey, you know, things may not be going this way, but to encourage somebody, we have to learn to encourage someone. Amen. Just by your encouragement, you don't know how it could transform somebody's life. Let me give y'all a prime example. I was walking throughout the city yesterday, and I was minding my own business, and I was going throughout the city yesterday, and I was passing out flyers, and I got to this church yesterday. I stopped by a church, and I gave out a flyer. So I said, let me just go up the road just a little bit further. And I had a T-shirt on. I had a shirt, work hard, stay humble. And I stopped through, and I was going to bypass the house, but there was a man standing out there. So he said, he seen my T-shirt. He said, man, that's a true thing. He said, you know one thing? He said, you know, we was out there talking about the Lord. And I said, well, you know, God is just doing great things. So I decided to give him a flyer. You know, the man turned around and he looked at me. He said, you know what? If God can change you, I know he can change me, and I'm coming.
Come on.
That does something for me yesterday, because let me tell you, you never know who got their eyes on you.
Yes.
You never know who watching you, because you could be the only very Bible that somebody will read. Then sometimes we say, well, I don't want to be here, and I don't want to be there. Let me tell you something. I didn't want to be where I am. I'm right back in my hometown. I'm telling you the truth. I really don't want to be here because, in fact, I'm kin to everybody. But guess what? The things that we take for granted, God can use it for the greater.
Come on.
Because we take for granted the things that we do, because we never know who we're going to encourage or who we're going to come in contact with. So it's important to be motivated to evangelize. While we clean the cars at the car wash, we should be evangelized. While we grocery shopping, we should be evangelized. When we go into Walmart, which everybody loves Wally World, we ought to be evangelized. We should be a people that say, you know, the Bible says, and I believe we've been taught, all everybody know that sheep begat sheep. But how is sheep going to beget sheep if we learn to keep our mouths shut? Why not spread the word to everybody, letting them know, hey, Jesus still saved. To the utmost, Jesus still saved. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 6. Isaiah chapter 6.
My God.
Isaiah chapter 6. Let's start at verse 5. Then said I, woe is me, For I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips. I will dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the servants unto me, saying, a live coal in his hand, which he have taken with the tongues from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this have touched thy lips, and thy iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me. And he said, Go and tell his people, Hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not.
My God.
Now, I've heard people say this. They say right quick, Lord, if you need someone to go, I'll go.
Send me.
But then God will say, go so-and-so and so, so I ain't going there. But you just told the Lord, if you need somebody to go, I'll go.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be careful about what we say. We have to understand that when God speaks to us about doing things, we have to be careful, because the very words that we speak out of our mouth, it can manifest. You know, it's funny that people would say that, you know, we could be walking around doing our own thing, but the wino is so quick to say this, to say that. But let's continue this. The word says that I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me. Are we making ourselves available towards God? Are we making ourselves available for the Lord? But we'll make ourselves available for people that if they got a big old conference and there's somebody we want to see, we'll make ourselves available for that. Oh, they sure enough preached the good word. Oh, they showed up seizing the word. Oh, my God, Lord, that was a good word. You can be that same vessel. I recently had to learn to bring myself out of the box because of the fact of what God is doing with me. Because a lot of times what we say, we can take our own self for granted. I was just looking at somebody, and I told somebody, I said, I got to quit taking words that I say for granted. I shouldn't have to take what I say for granted and any longer. But we as a people must understand that God has a way of doing things mighty sweet. Amen. So, if we gonna go, the songwriter wrote a song, If I Have to Go by Myself, I'll Go. But are we willing to go wherever the Lord sends us? Are we willing to make a sacrifice for the Lord? Let's go to Jonah. Jonah chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. The word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, the great city, and cry against it, for wickedness has come up before me. That's just right. When Jonah first came to this, as we know, he wanted to have a heart to go to Tarshish. He paid a price for his disobedience. See, God be done told us, see, that's so funny. Thank you, Lord. The Lord be done spoke to us and say, I need you to go, and I must go. You use that as an example. The Lord may be done told you, let's go, you need to go to Sacramento, California, but you'll go to Detroit, Michigan. But then when all hell breaks loose, you wonder why all hell broke loose, because of the fact of the matter, you're not where God told you to be yet. Well, Lord, I need you to pray with me, because I'm really trying to find out what the Lord wants. God has already spoken. How much clarity do you need?
How much clarity?
How much understanding? What do God need to do? Come out the sky and tell you you need to be in Sacramento, California. You now in Detroit, Michigan. Then when things get rough for you, oh, my time and season is up. But if you would listen to God and obey first, then you wouldn't have that problem. But then we have a problem whenever the church say, okay, we're going to get up Saturday morning at 8 o'clock, we're going to get some biscuits, we're going to get some water, and we're going out here to walk the street. Child, it's too hot out there for me. I know a place hotter than this. Hell is 10 times hotter than it is outside right now.
Come on now.
But we'll make an excuse for anything, but what if Jesus made an excuse for what we needed? What if Jesus made the same excuses that we made? What if Jesus would have said, oh, I don't think they need a blessing today. I don't think that they need this today. I don't think they need that. I don't think I'll make a way for this. I don't think I'll make a way for that. What if Jesus made the same excuses we do? But we'll make excuses. It's time out for excuses. Acts 22:14-15 says, and he said, the God of our fathers has appointed you to know his will and to see the righteous one and to hear an utterance from his voice. For you will be a witness for him to all men of what you have seen and heard. Hearing the voice of God. God can be speaking to you. Listen, I understand. Let me tell y'all something. I understand. Everybody is not going to be receptacle to God's audible voice. So God had to send people that would confirm what he's saying for your life in times and seasons.
All right. Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times we're looking for God to answer us one way, and God can use somebody down the street that don't know a thing about you, don't even know nothing about the kingdom of God, but they said, do you mind if I share something with you? God has a way to get your attention one way or the other. But do we make ourselves available for the Lord?
Available.
But then we think that it's all behind the pulpit. Oh, when somebody gets, oh, I got to go preach over here. I got to go preach over there. But then we want to act like we're so serious-minded. But somebody's hurt out there in the community. Somebody's been scarred in the community. Somebody still, we all have experienced church hurt, but we got some people that still dealing with that same stuff and don't know what to do. So we have to learn how to pray and ask God to give us a revelation of how we can talk to people, how to deal with people, how to do this and how to do that. How many are really motivated to evangelize? Are you motivated to evangelize? Do you have a heart to evangelize? Do you have a meaning of evangelizing? We, as people of God, all of us could be used to evangelize. But do we make ourselves available to evangelize? Do we make ourselves available where God can get the glory out of our lives? But do we want to, do we sit there and say, hold on the time God can get the glory when I'm behind the pulpit? 2 Corinthians 4:1. Therefore, since we have this ministry as we receive mercy, we do not lose heart. Do we have the heart of God? Do we have the heart of the people? Do we have the heart of the kingdom? One thing that I honestly hear people say, we're building the kingdom of God. No, you're not. The kingdom of God is already built. We need to find our place in the kingdom of God, that the kingdom of God can be expanded. What are we doing to enhance the kingdom of God? Are we doing things that will cause God to be pleased and say, well done, thy good and faithful servant? I've learned. If you learn to help somebody else with what God is doing with them, God will bless your life. I came back here, and I'm going to say this. I came back here to this city. I was in the out of state, and I came back home. And I told myself, I said, Lord, I said, you want to show me what to do in this time and this season, because I'm not just going to be a part of church. I want to be able to be active and do things according to the will of God. So God allowed me to come and be a part of a ministry. I didn't join a ministry. I told him, I said, I'll be here until the Lord calls me to my own, which I know that for some time God was calling me to my own, but I had to wait my time to see for things to come.
All right.
I went out and started passing out flyers, started passing out flyers. That was a young man that I knew. The man has a testimony because he used to be on drugs and things of that nature. Do you not know today that man been clean for 5 years, 5 months? He saw me, and I invited him to come to church. He said, you know what, I've been trying to find a church. He said, you know what, that's not too far. That's right up the road. The man came and gave a testimony of how he was inspired to be in the house of the Lord. We may get them there, but it takes the word of God to keep them there.
Keep them.
First Timothy, I know, I hope y'all enjoying this. First Timothy.
All right, you preaching.
For this I was appointed a preacher, an apostle. I am telling the truth. I am not lying, as a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. You got to have faith and on there to tell truth, and you got to have truth and on there to have faith. We often heard that fake it till you make it. No, let's just be real. We can dance like we got a half a million. We can shout like we got a half a million. We can worship as if everything is all right. Faith and truth work together, because through faith you're going to be able to tell the truth. Do you have a mindset to tell the truth? Do you have a heart to tell the truth? But see, but you know when people love to tell the truth, let something break out in the family. Oh, they ready to tell the truth then, so-and-so ain't your mama and so-and-so your daddy, and you just like so-and-so and you just like so-and-so. Your family is the very one that may be your enemies, but at the same time, you could be the one that will evangelize to your family and say, look, man, look, I don't know what's going on. And you have to learn. You have to learn to come down to people's level, because everybody ain't going to understand the Bible, but we have to learn. You got to come and talk their language and say, Leah, still look, I don't care what you do, you still going to need God. I don't care where you go, you still going to need God. I don't care where you work at, you still going to need God. Because you don't know who's dealing with what in society. Because if we learn to, one word can change a person's very life.
Yeah.
You don't know who's ready to commit suicide. It has been so many deaths of suicide, y'all, to it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
What happened back in the day, you know, when they used to be on one accord and people were praying and you baby pick up the spirit, pick up and have the discernment of the spirit to know when somebody's ready to commit suicide and send somebody by there and say, hey, knock at the door. Hey, I came by to see how you was doing today. Let me speak a life-changing word to you today. But everybody's so quick to come up, I'm apostle, I'm a bishop, I'm this, I'm that. But somebody got to walk the street. Somebody got to let them know, hey, we're going to leave our cars at the church. We're going to take a journey. Let's go walk this neighborhood to find out what's going on. Let's walk this neighborhood to see who needs Christ. Let's walk this neighborhood to see what they need. That's all the part of evangelize.
Come on.
But we so quick to forget where God bought us from. That's why people don't get what they need, because they want to put God in a box. God ain't, you know, I just hold God, you know, I just treat him like he's a trophy. I lay him up here and I pull him down when it's necessary. The Bible says, over in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 16 and 17, for if I preach the gospel, I have nothing to boast of, for I am under compulsion. For woe is me if I do not preach the gospel. For if I do this voluntarily, I have a reward. But if against my will, I have a stewardship entrusted to me. I had one time to tell me, I had a pastor preacher tell me, I told him, I said, what the Lord was doing in my life. And they looked at me and they said, I have never in my life heard somebody willingly to do the will of God. If you don't do the will of God, God got a way to get your attention. Even if he got to put you on your bed of affliction, God got a way of getting your attention.
Oh, yes. Amen.
I ain't preaching no gospel. I ain't preaching it. I ain't doing this. I ain't doing that. I be laughing at people. Because you know why I laugh? I said, because the very mouth that you say you ain't, the same mouth you ought to sit there and say, you know what, Lord, I got to do. You will get your attention one way or another. When are we going to take time to say, you know what? You know, I told him, I said, even in the midst of putting, of the Lord instructing me how to put this ministry together, I'm going to get me a tent, because guess what? Why it's bright and sunny outside when you have church outside? Let them know Jesus still saved. Jesus still loves you. But people don't want to do that today. They want to do what they want to when they get good and rich. I do it. You know how people use, I ain't gonna do it today, I'll put it off the next week. Don't put off what you can do today for tomorrow, because tomorrow, we don't know what tomorrow holds.
Amen.
If it's against my will, I have a stewardship entrusted to me. Guess what? It's gonna be God's way or no way at all. Which way are we going to do things? Jeremiah 20:9. But if I say I will not remember him or speak anymore in his name, then in my heart it becomes like a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I am weary of holding it in, and I cannot endure it. Jeremiah said, it's like fire in my bones. It's just like when Jesus went to perform the miracle, he wouldn't say, don't go and tell no one what I have done. But people were so quick to go and say, look at a man such as this. The Bible says, who is this man that even the wind and the waves shall obey? Oh, my God, Jesus. Who is this man that he has such authority? That reminds me of the story over in Acts, the 16th chapter, where it talks about Paul and Silas and how they locked Paul and Silas up the cold and what they were doing in the city. They locked Paul and Silas up because they was preaching the gospel, and they were saying, who are these men? They had a heart to sing praises to God when they got to prison. They had a heart to worship God. They had a heart to pray to God. But what are we doing? Do we have a heart to pray? We'll pray over our food, or we'll pray out silently, or we'll do what we do, but do we really have a heart to worship God? The Bible says those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. You don't know who you can impact and empower just by worshiping God. Evangelizing is so important. If people are not evangelizing in the church, how are you supposed to reach the people? I just came by to let you know that evangelizing will be so important in the churches today. I encourage you, those of you that don't have evangelism, please, let's get the evangelism. Let's go out here and walk the street. Let's go out here and tell a dying world. The Bible says that I'm paraphrasing, the highways and byways that we will go and compel men to come. But people have gotten complacent. Oh, they'll come to church. Oh, you know, I invited them today. I ain't going to invite nobody tomorrow. You got a van. Ain't nobody in your van. You the only one driving that big old van.
Nobody. That's it.
You got that big old van. You can't stop on a Saturday while you out shopping. You at the mall. You can't invite nobody to come to the church. You can't pray for nobody. Can't invite nobody to come to church. The Bible says over in Acts 4:20, for we cannot stop speaking about what we have seen and heard. The Bible says miracles, signs, and wonders follow them that believe. So we have heard about the miracles. We have heard about Jesus. We have seen Jesus manifest, even though we have not logically seen him face to face. But guess what? We as a people have seen what he is capable of doing. We have heard about it because, why? We got 66 books talking about the man.
Glory to God.
What more do we need? We should be motivated to evangelize like never before. And even some people say, I'm evangelist so-and-so. Oh, boy.
Mm.
It's the only time that you're an evangelist is when you're in the church. Somebody needs to hear your story. We all have a story to tell. One way or the other, God brought us out.
Mm-hmm.
We go through trials and tribulations and we say, you know what, I'll be glad when I get out of this. No, there's a wisdom that we need to learn. There's a knowledge that we need to learn. There's something that God wants to impact our life with, but are we willing to do what is necessary to get done what we have to get done?
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says over in Amos 3 and 8, a lion has roared. Who will not fear? The Lord God has spoken. Who can but prophesy? Are we a roaring lion? Are we the trumpet and lion that needs to be heard? Are we the people that need to be heard in a time and season like this? I make myself available. Lord, use me for your glory. God, get ready to use you at new scale. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. In conclusion, because I could go on and on and on.
My God, my God, my God.
The Bible says, I hope she gets me to come back on this right here because I really like this.
All right, you're welcome to come back.
The Bible says over Ezekiel 33:7-9,
Jesus.
Now as for you, son of man, I have appointed you a watchman for the house of Israel. So you will hear a message from my mouth, meaning you will hear a message from the Lord's mouth. And give them warning from me. As the saying say, y'all, we always hear it. Warning comes before destruction.
All right.
When I say to the wicked, O wicked man, you will surely die. And you do not speak to war to the wicked for his way. The wicked man shall die in his iniquity, meaning having sin in your heart. That's what iniquity is. But his blood I will require of from your hand. But if you on your part want a wicked man to turn from his way and do not turn from his way, he will die in his iniquity. But you have delivered your life. The reason why you have delivered your life, you have said what the Father has told you to say.
All right.
You have done what the Lord told you to do in the time that he told you to do it. We as a people of God must know when God is speaking. The only time, let me tell you something. I can be in the house, minding my own business. Or I can be down the street, prophetically God speaks to me. Let me tell you something. Everybody always say that God is not talking all the time. But let me say what? If you're in tune, you're made to follow the instructions of the Lord. Because guess what? He may not be talking all the time to you about certain things, but guess what? He may give you a word for somebody that's going down the road.
Mm-hmm.
He may give you a word for somebody you don't know. I'm going to tell y'all something. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to turn it back over to the one I got here. Listen, I came to Facebook. I ain't know nothing about Facebook. I ain't know a thing about Facebook. So I seen all these apostles on here. I seen prophets on here. I seen evangelists on here. The Lord allowed me to minister to some of these people. And when I ministered to some of these people, they was like, wow. Nobody knew that but God.
Mm.
We have to be very careful, so careful, that we don't miss the mark of God. God is opening doors like never before.
Yes, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
As I prepare myself, and I say this wholeheartedly, God has not opened one door for me to pass, but God has opened two doors for me to pass. Not in the same state.
Mm.
But in order to get people to come to where you are, you must have a heart to evangelize. You must have a heart to talk about Christ. You must have a heart to say, you know what, God, you know, whatever it is, whatever it would take for me to get these people in church, what do I must do to enhance this kingdom?
What must I do
to enhance in the kingdom? What must I do to that the kingdom of God can flourish? What must I do that the kingdom of God will move swiftly? What it would do that the kingdom of God can move freely? Because the Bible tells me where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Liberty.
You know why some people can't evangelize? Because they're in bondage themselves. Some people are not set free in their minds and in their hearts. I might not be able to preach like Dr. Jack McCullough. I might not be able to preach like Bishop T.D. Jakes. I might not be able to preach like Bishop Eddie Rowe. But guess what? I have my own anointing. Bought with a price. I have to suffer for my anointing. And we still suffer today because the Bible tells us those that suffer with him will reign with him. There's too many people want to reign with him, but they don't want to suffer.
My God.
We as a people of God must get it together. When are we going to get it together? The terrorists are out. Tearing people's churches up. Burning people's churches down. The
come
Bible
on.
Says the thief coming by night to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. People are running for their lives today. The pastor that got killed in South Carolina, I didn't know. I was talking to a friend of mine. He knew the pastor. We have to be careful, y'all. I'm telling you. It's a time now that we evangelize like never before. We have to go talk to people. Let them know that Jesus cares. But the thing about it, we have the same love that Jesus has. Amen. So I ask y'all, I hope and I pray that something that's been said that will cause you to be motivated to evangelize, motivated to tell people about Jesus, motivated to tell people about Jesus outside of the church. We go to church, we go, the Bible says, forsake not the assembly of ourselves. We go that we will be strengthened by one another, but when we come out of the church, what are we doing? Are we encouraging somebody to come to church? Are we encouraging somebody to say, hey, you know what? Hey, I know a man from Galilee. I know a man that can heal you. I know a man that's a mind regulator. I know a man that's a heart fixer. I know a man that can turn you in the right direction. The Bible says that we should lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge him and he will direct your path. Because people, you know why people are not directing their path? Because they won't turn to God. They want to turn to man, but they will not turn to God. We got people in today's churches that's operating in the wrong offices, and they're doing things that's not of God, and they're wondering why they're so jacked up. It's because you're in the wrong place.
Ah, Jesus.
The Bible says, and he gave some to be apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, which the saints can't be perfected because you got people that's running around here doing things they ain't supposed to be doing. You got people that still living. They said that they apostles and prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. They still drinking, smoking their weed.
My God.
Laying up with people. Shacking. Having sex. Let me tell y'all something. I keep it raw and I keep it real. You ain't sleeping. Sleeping and having sex is two different things. Sleeping. When people say you're sleeping with, no, let's just call it what it is. Having sex. Come on. Keep it real. I was looking at a video one time on Facebook where you had boys that's about 4 or 5 trying to mess with girls. Where they get that foolishness from? What are we teaching our children? This got to do with evangelizing truth. But we're so quick. I'm going to hear what the prophet got to say. You don't even care if it's a real prophet or a phony prophet.
My God.
But the fact about it is, people will give to the phony prophet quicker than they will give to the real prophet. They evangelize, we evangelize. Have you said something to somebody in their life this week that would say, you know what? Hey, I want to know about this man named Jesus. I hope I said something to bless your heart. God bless you.
We love you. We ask you to
please keep us in your prayers. We are here. We're located at 507 North Steel Street in the wide awake city of Sanford, S-A-N-F-O-R-D, North Carolina. We're about 45 minutes away from Raleigh. Amen. We're 45 minutes away from Raleigh, an hour away from Greensboro, North Carolina. And we're just here doing the work of the Lord. Amen. We're about 30 minutes from anybody that's coming from Fayetteville. We're about 30 minutes from Fayetteville. Depending on how you drive. God has something he wants to do in this time and in this season, but we're we making ourselves available to get done what we got to get done.
Lord have mercy.
God bless you. We love you. Give this back over to the woman of God.
You silenced me today. Hallelujah. Mandated to evangelize. And he gave some profound scriptures. Amen. To validate that we all have been mandated to evangelize. Are we doing what we have been ordered and instructed and commanded to do? Reach souls. That's what it's about. Reaching souls. It's not about a dollar. It's not about a St. John or a Louis Vuitton bag. Hallelujah. It's about souls. Amen. Amen. That was profound. That was profound, Prophet Carlos. Amen. We got about 12 callers on the line. Amen. Well, about 11 now. Glory to God. I tell you, if there ever was a time that we need to take it to the streets, and many times we say we're going to take it to the streets, but how many are actually doing that? You know, some of us are sitting in buildings, waiting on an opportunity to preach, waiting on an opportunity to teach. Amen. And every day that you fail to tell somebody about Jesus, that's a missed opportunity right there. Amen. You can get a bullhorn. You don't even need a bullhorn. Amen. Every time you crank up your car and every time you go into a business or establishment and anywhere you go in the busy streets, let that be an opportunity to share, an opportunity, as Prophet Pearson has so brilliantly spoke to our hearts today on evangelizing. Take the opportunity and share the gospel. Glory to God. Some of us, we won't even share the good news with our own families, less known than stepping outside. Amen, amen. Some of our families don't even know where our church is located, don't even know the altar service. Come on, people. Mandated. We have been mandated to evangelize. We have been mandated to share the good news. When are we going to do it? He said something again so profound. Procrastinating. Procrastinating. Oh, I'm a. You hear that all the time. Oh, I'm about to do this. Oh, I'm going to do this. Oh, I'm going to do that. I'm a. When are you actually going to do it? Every day. God renews his mercies upon us. He says his mercies are renewed every morning. So every morning we should purpose in our heart. When we leave our homes, I'm going to tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord today. I'm going to share this gospel with somebody. Somebody needs to hear it. People are hurting. Every day you turn on the news, you're not going to hear anything good. Every day you turn on the news, there's somebody that have been murdered. Somebody have been molested. Somebody have been raped. Somebody have been traumatized. Somebody have been burglarized. Somebody have committed suicide, homicide, all kind of sides. Amen. It's time for us to put evangelism at the top of our list. That should be our priority. Amen. Not just concentrate on your four and no more. But concentrate on the harvest. There's a harvest out there, a harvest of souls. And they're waiting on us. They're waiting patiently on us. My God, my God, my God. Mother told me they had an echo. I don't know if it gotten any better. Amen. But most of you all stayed on the line. So I'm going to go to Mother Prophet. And if you have time to pray for any of the people that's on the line today, we certainly welcome. We certainly would oblige you to do so. So we are going to just open up the lines. Those of you all that have any special prayer requests while the prophet is still here, hit the number one key on your phone lines and we'll come immediately to you. Amen, amen. God bless you, Mother, Mother Charity. God bless you. What a word. Mandated to evangelize. Glory to God. Mother? All right, I have Mother line open. Glory to God. Amen, amen. I see Pastor Angela Peck. God bless you, woman of God, on the line with us today. God bless you, woman of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
God bless you, Pastor. How are you? God
Hallelujah.
Bless you, man of God, that has spoken. I really did enjoyed the word this afternoon. I was sitting in and just listening, and I really
Thank
did
you.
Enjoy the word on this afternoon. And I would like to tell him to keep pushing. God is not finished yet.
Ah, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, thank you for tuning in with us, Pastor Peck. Word of God. Hallelujah. Everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. Amen. I'm going to go. I see Minister Bankston on the line with us today. Haven't seen you, man of God. If you're able to say anything, you're welcome to do so at this time. Your line is open, Minister Cedric Bankston. God bless you. All right, all right, all right. We're going to area code 336. Amen. The last four of your numbers, 2343. God bless you. Your line is open. Amen, amen. Well, we're going to area code 443. The last four of your number is 3365. Caller, your line is open. Thank you for tuning in with us today.
Yes, I just thank God for the word. I was truly blessed, and I just pray that the man of God continue to be blessed by God and he continue to go forth in the things of God. Amen,
amen, amen, amen. God bless you.
God bless
Who
you.
Who do we have the pleasure of listening to? What's your name?
Anitra.
Benitra.
Anitra.
Anitra. Amen. Yes. Amen. Who invited you on the line, Anitra?
I've been on before. I've seen on Facebook.
Okay.
I'm just calling from a different
okay.
number.
All right. Well, God bless you, sweetheart. So good to hear you on the line today.
Amen.
Thank God for you. Amen. 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 I see Brother Freddie on the line. God bless you. All right. All right. Somebody doing dominoes. Okay. Well, they're hearing the word. Hallelujah. Amen. I see Pastor Gloria. So good to see you, Pastor. God bless you.
God bless you,
Hallelujah.
Pastor. Thank God for making it on. I apologize for my tardiness, but the part that I heard, I thank God for the man of God and what God is doing in this hour. God bless you so much, Pastor. Love you.
Hallelujah. Love you too, Pastor Gloria. God bless you. Continuing in the pray for Elder Randy and your family. Amen, amen, amen. God bless. We're going to go back to Prophet Pearson. Amen. And certainly we desire prayer for my mother. Continue to lift my mother up in prayer. Amen. And we certainly, we've been like on pins and needles waiting on President Obama to do this clemency for the month of July. And I tell you, my sister just has been in a frenzy. Amen. So I'm going to ask the man of God to pray that clemency that they're looking to just exceed everything that every former president have done this month. President Obama is supposed to be, well, that's what the news have it, that he's going to certainly grant quite a few clemencies this month. So we're looking for my sister to be in that number. So I'm asking Prophet Carlos to pray for that and just pray for God to just give us that spirit and that mind to evangelize. I just haven't been able to get away from this topic, and I don't feel bad when the Lord is still saying continue on. I have to do what God said. You know, sometimes you feel pushed, amen, to move on, but amen, but when God ain't through, I'm not moving, amen, because I'd rather get a whipping from you all than to get a whipping from God. So I have to continue on. This is a much needed topic, and truly souls are dying every day. Amen. Souls are dying, and they don't even have an opportunity to repent, don't even have an opportunity to get it right. Amen. So we're going to continue till the Lord says otherwise. But we just bless the Lord for Prophet Pearson. Again, by way of announcements, we just want to make sure that you all that's in the Carolinas would certainly go and be a blessing to the man of God as he is launching the ministry there in Sanford, North Carolina. Amen. We're looking to be a support to him. I pray that I may be able to get down, but if not, we're certainly going to lift him up in prayer. Amen. So we want to give you that announcement again about Prophet Carlos launching this ministry in Sanford, North Carolina. Amen. And the dates for that, again, is Sunday, July the 19th at 6 p.m. So if you in the Carolinas, amen, you can certainly hit him up on Facebook or Twitter. Amen. That's Prophet Carlos P. Pearson. And this event is going to launching of this ministry of New Generational of Faith Ministries. It's going to be held at 507 North Steele Street. That's 507 North Steele Street. And that is suite number 303. And again, that is Sanford, North Carolina. And you can call this number for more information at area code 252-367-9765. Once again, that's area code 252-367-9765, or you can email him at prophetpearson gmail.com. Amen. And if you're not able to go, hallelujah, I'd like to just challenge you and really encourage you to sow a seed into this ministry. Truly, you will be sowing on good ground. Amen. And I don't know if he has launched his PayPal account. If so, you certainly can email, you know, you can do PayPal through your email. And that's Prophet, Prophet C. Pearson. And that's at gmail.com. Again, and that phone number is area code 252-367-9765. And again, that services will be held on Sunday, July 19th. I'm going to have to go on here and Google and see just what those distances. I would love to be there to support this man of God for this event. Amen. So we thank God for you, Prophet Pearson, and we're going to be praying for you. And I just pray that God will certainly get an evangelistic team together to be out in those communities and those neighboring neighborhoods, amen, to share this gospel, amen, and share the work that God has given you to do in that vineyard, amen. So we thank God for your man of God taking out of your busy schedule to come and share the word of God with us today. I'm going to have to go back tonight and listen to this word again. And we encourage you all to share this word. Amen. It is on our Facebook page, our ministry page, newdestinyministries.com. And you can certainly invite someone to listen in again. You can listen on our website at www.newdestinyministries.com, or you can certainly listen on blogtalkradio.com. And you can listen again if you click the link on our page, on our Facebook page. Amen. So God bless you. God bless you, Prophet Pearson, back into your hands. And you can have the final remarks and dismiss us with the word of prayer. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for you. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Bernard. We give God praise for you and all that God is doing in your life. Amen. And we ask everybody that can and will, amen. For those of you that are that would like to sow a seed, we are on PayPal on two different accounts. One is Prophet C. Pearson, Prophet C. and Cat Pearson, P-E-A-R-S-O-N, or you can go to Prophet Carlos P. at mail.com. Either one of them, you can get on PayPal, and you can sow your seed if you would like to, ma'am or sir, or you can inbox it. I am on Facebook. You can go to, and I need to correct that because when you go to Facebook, one of the pages I can't get into. So if you go to the page that has Carlos P. Pearson, I can get in that one. And then you go into the other one that says Carlos Pearson, where I got the white suit on, you, I can get into that page. Amen. So if you're trying to get in touch with me, there are the two pages you can go to to get in touch with me. Please go by A New Generation of Faith Ministry is on Facebook. Go by and like that page also. Amen. God bless you. We love you. Father, we thank you. We give you praise today. We thank you, Lord God, for every soul. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray now, God, in the name of Jesus, that your will shall be done in the name of Jesus. Not of our own will, but your will shall be done in Jesus' name. Father, I pray now for this woman of God's mother now in the name of Jesus. Father, we activate healing now in the name of Jesus. Father, we activate Isaiah 53:5. We activate 1 Peter 2:2. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray now, God, that your will shall be done. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, that healing shall take place from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, Lord God. We thank you. We give you praise, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, and we stand on your word, Lord God. Father, you told us we can decree and declare a thing, Lord God, and it shall be established. So, Father, we decree and declare healing to take place now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray for the United, for the President of the United States, Father, that the things that he's supposed to get in line, Lord God, they will get in line now, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for this clearance now, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus. We speak to it, God. We speak to the winds and waves, and we command it to come forth right now before in the name of Jesus.
We thank you, Lord God, that your blood shall never fail us, Lord God, but blood, God, has power in it in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We give you praise, Father. We pray for every man, woman, boy, and girl that's on this land, line right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, God, and we decree and declare, Lord God, that the avenues of heaven will be open concerning their lives now in the name of Jesus. Father, we activate,
glory
Lord God,
God,
and the blessings of you, Lord God, make it be rich and add us no sorrow. Now, Father, we pray, God, that you will pour out what your people need, God. And you said in your word, Lord God, before we ask you anything, Lord God, you already know what we have need of now. Father, I'm thinking that the blessing is already activated now, God, that is manifested in the spirit. Now, Father, we decree and declare, God, it will manifest in the natural, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We give you a praise. We thank you now, God, for what you're going to do, Lord God. Hallelujah. I praise you, Lord God, in advance for what you're going to do for your people now, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that the terrors shall not by night, God. We thank you, God, that your word says that thieves come by night to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus, you said that you come that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Thank you for the abundance of life now, Father. We speak to the abundance and we command the abundance to come forth now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you. We give you praise, Father, for what you're going to do now, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we realize, Father, it's not about the many words that we say, but God, you are the God that we honor, God. You're the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You're the God that knows what we need, Lord God. We send forth the spirit of deliverance now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and we command the spirit of bondage to be broken now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that your word says we wrap the knowledge against flesh and blood, principalities, wickedness in high places. Now, Father, we thank you, Lord God, that every stronghold is destroyed now by the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We give you praise. Now, Father, we decree and declare that victory shall be ours now in the name of Jesus. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, God, for what you're going to do and how you're going to bless your people. We thank you, God, for the woman of God, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you, Lord God, to continue to walk with us, talk with a leading God, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that your spirit shall never fail her now, God. You said in all our ways to acknowledge you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that your word also teaches us that you will never leave us nor forsake us, but you'll be there even until the end of the world. Now, Father, we pray, God, that you will do the exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think according to the power that is working within us in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you now, God, that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. We thank you that we worship you, Lord God. We praise you, and we give you glory, God, for what you're going to do now, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you. We give you praise for what you're going to do and how you're going to move. Move mysteriously, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
I thank you that you shall move mysteriously, Lord God. Give the people what they need now. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Glory to God. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord Jesus.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
We bless you. We bless you. We bless
Hallelujah.
You. We bless you. We bless you.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Whenever you have an opportunity, Prophet, we hallelujah, bless God for you. Thank you, Jesus. We pray for your ministry. Amen. We pray for souls to come in. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We pray, hallelujah, for finances. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We praying for order. Hallelujah. We're praying for order in the name of Jesus. Lord of God, we pray that everything that you have poured out today and everything that you continue to pour out, amen, the things that you do to bless the body of Christ, God, that God will forever, hallelujah, hallelujah, smile upon you, hallelujah, that he will grant you perpetual favor and blessings upon everything that you attempt to do as you work in the vineyard, hallelujah, know that your labor is not in vain. Yeah, yeah, no, 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 most shy. Hallelujah. We come against every hindrance, every obstacle, amen. Anything that would try to blindside you, hallelujah. We come against it in the name of Jesus, amen. And we ask in God, hallelujah, to saturate the hearts of men and women in that region. Oh, glory to God, hallelujah, that they would, oh, God, give a mind to come and say, what must we do to be saved? Hallelujah, that you would always point souls, hallelujah, to the cross. Glory to God, we thank you, hallelujah, for the anointing that is on your life. We thank him for the gifts, hallelujah, that God has so freely given to you, hallelujah, to share, and to not be ashamed of this gospel. Hallelujah, we pray, that God would reign, will reign upon you, hallelujah, that he would bless your children, that he would bless your family, hallelujah, and that you would be blessed in the city and blessed in the field. Blessed when you come and blessed when you go. Hallelujah. Let you not be in lack of no good thing. For the Bible says that no good thing will the Lord withhold from those that love him. Hallelujah. Those that are called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. We pronounce these blessings upon the man of God today. Lord, give him a peace, God. Give him a peace, God. And let him know, hallelujah, that the first order of business is to serve you. The first order of business is to be obedient to you, not to man, but to you, not to people, but to you. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory to God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. We celebrate the man of God. Hallelujah. We celebrate what you're doing in his life, God. Command souls to come in from the north, the south, the east, and the west, God. Hallelujah. Let them have a mind to work, God. Hallelujah. Bring in laborers, God. Laborers, God, that's going to love you. Laborers that's going to serve you diligently, God. Laborers that's going to be obedient, amen, to the shepherd. To the set man of the house, God. We bless you for him. Hallelujah. And we give you, Messiah. We give you glory, God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you all. We won't be back on the line until Tuesday next week. Amen. But we certainly like to invite you to our Saturday segment with Minister Billy Burns, amen, out of North Carolina. She comes on at 5 a.m. Pacific time. That's 8 a.m. Eastern time, and at 7 p.m. if you're in the New Orleans area. Amen. This is a segment that is titled They Overcame. How many know that the Bible says in Revelation we overcame by the word of the Lamb and the by the blood of the Lamb, excuse me, and the word of our testimony. Amen. So when you testify, you have an opportunity for somebody to overcome. Amen. Somebody to be encouraged. So you can call in. The call-in number is the same, area code 858-683-1334. Amen. We're not no longer on early Sunday morning prayer. We'll let you know when we're able to enact that early Sunday morning prayer again. Amen. Continue to pray for the woman of God, Prophet Darlene Davis there in North Carolina also. They have a lot of friends in the Carolinas. Amen. And I'm looking to be down there soon. Amen. Even Pastor Gloria is in the Carolinas. Amen. So God bless you. I got to see how far apart she is from you all, Prophet Pearson. Amen. So we just bless the Lord for each and every one of you all. Tune in next week, next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Amen. I don't know what the Lord is going to do, if we're going to continue with this topic. If so, we'll be talking about mandated to evangelize. Amen. Amen. So God bless you all. We're going to close out with this song by Pastor Samuel Blinks. Let it minister to your heart. Bless you, Prophet Pearson. We love you with the love of God. Amen. It's titled God Wants to Hear from You. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I love you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Brother Freddie, for tuning in. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Turn your worries into worship.
Thank you,
turn your problems into praise.
Thank you for
these things that you're going through. God says it's just a phase. He'll give you peace in your pain. He'll give you calm in your storm. Your trouble won't last that long. God wants to hear from you. God wants to hear from you. He desires your praise. So your hands to him let's raise. You've been waiting on a blessing, but
He's waiting on a blessing from you. I know that you've been tested. I know that you've been tried. But in the midst of your test, He wants to be glorified. Whatever you're going through can't be compared to what you're going to. After your sorrow is over, the sun will shine for you. God wants to hear from you.